All right, go ahead, admit it. Give me your best or worst road rage stories.
You've driven next to those people that seem to be in a hurry, right? So they're trying to maybe cut in front of you, or sometimes they get behind you and they're tailgating you. What I love is that when they're in such a hurry, they're making your drive a hassle, but then you get to the red light at the same time. It's like they put in all this extra work for nothing while you were just chilling. I love it when that happens. I hate it when it's me, though, when I'm the one in a hurry and I get stuck at the red light even though I've been trying to get a little bit ahead of you.
Hi, good morning, the river.
What's happening, Danny?
What's up?
I was talking about all the bad drivers out there.
Yeah.
About all the people that drive the fast lane and they don't move over and they go 65 the whole time. You know, it's just ridiculous.
You'd prefer them to go at least the speed limit.
Yeah, or just get out of the way. And, you know, if someone's coming up behind you, just get out of the way. There used to be signs on the freeway that said unlawful to be in the fast lane except for passing. I don't know what happened to all those signs, but they're gone now.
People probably took it too seriously, or not serious enough.
Right?
Hey, Danny, it's Steve. Good topic today.
Good morning, Steve. What do you got?
For me, it usually depends what kind of a mood I'm in as far as my reaction goes. If I'm already kind of cranky, then I might get a little more angrier than I normally would be. But what I don't like, though, is when you honk at somebody, they're clearly in the wrong. They cut in front of you, you know, whatever the case may be. So they're clearly in the wrong, and all you do is honk because, you know, you got to wake them up, apparently, so they don't hit you. And then they give you the finger. Like, wait a minute, that's not how this works. That's not how this works at all. So in that case, maybe I follow them for a little bit longer and give them some words of encouragement as I pass by them.
The thing that ticks me off is when people can't accept their mistakes. You know, they're about to miss their exit or they meant to turn someplace and they butt into traffic and they, you know, can't just go to the next exit and they have to inconvenience everyone else. That drives me crazy.
Like swerve onto the off-ramp to get off the freeway if they're about to miss the exit.
Or cut across three lanes of traffic.
Right.
Because they're about to miss their exit.
The thing is, there is a way to do that that is not disruptive. But if you're not paying attention, then clearly you're just going to do like a fast and furious move on everyone.
Right. And it drives me crazy when, you know, okay, you meant to turn left and you are in the wrong lane and now you're going to butt in front of all these other people and cut people off because you can't just go to the next corner and deal with it.
Right, that's no one's fault but your own.
Exactly. It's maddening.